So hello everybody and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And say hello to Shalina. Hello.
Hello, Shrek. What was that?
I don't know.
What was that? Hello.
It was a little bit of a reflex reaction there.
Yeah, like that was a weird wave. It was a lame.
It was because I can actually see you.
Yeah, it's like.
So, how's it going?
It's going good. Well, this morning's been frantic. I've been sharing it on Insta stories, but you saved me. My knight in IKEA armor.
Oh, dear God. Words nobody ever wants to hear.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I had to do a cupboard. And usually I'm very savvy. I'm very good at these things. I mean, I do it for clients. Just couldn't do it for myself because I turn the drawer the wrong way around.
Like everybody's like, you know, I can give it good advice. I just don't take my own advice.
Yeah, it's been an embarrassing morning. And my maid had to witness it as well. So she was amused. So, yeah, it's been a great day so far. How's your day going?
Yeah, it's going fine. So I, you know, ran into this friend who had this problem with these drawers and then... Anyway. yeah, it's going okay. What are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to talk about protecting your clothes. So this came up on our social media. So we did a post about, you know, decluttering and organizing your wardrobe. And one of the points was about protecting your clothes. And people were like, well, how do you protect your clothes? And I was like... Actually, that's a good point. We haven't talked about that. There's a lot of things you have to do.
Yeah, it's come up in like inside an episode about something like we talked about closets and stuff. But yeah, we haven't dedicated an episode to it.
Yeah, and there's like various things to do and people suggest things, you know, and other organizers will. And, you know, people are into vacuum bags and mothballs and stuff like that. So, and it's different things for different climates as well. Mm-hmm. So we have to take that into consideration. So there's certain things that you would... have to consider, you know, living in America, in the UK, Europe, because of climate. And then there's different things for us here and of course, I'm further out in the desert, but if you're by the sea, it's different. So that will, you know, the climate is very similar then for if you're in Asia, like Singapore and Kuala Lumpur and stuff like that. So is this general? So of course, you have to think about what's in your climate. I live here, I deal with, you know, clients in the Emirates and in the region. Right. So I'm talking more in that sense. And of course, based on my knowledge in the UK, but take that on board while you're listening to this, but also think about what you have stored and how you look after your clothes. So the first thing to think about is if your clothes are all squashed up together, of course, there's a likelihood of them getting damaged or ruined or pulled on, especially if it's, you know, woolly things, Missoni, they have beautiful, delicate clothes and people just do not store them properly, hang them properly. And so often I see the, you know, Missoni or copycat Missoni clothes get ruined. So do the decluttering. Do remove things from your clothes, you know, from your hanging items. The more things are in the hanging space, the worse it is because it gets squashed and damaged. Same for folded stuff and then shelves. If you're squashing things in or just throwing things in, it's all screwed up, you're ruining the clothes. You're ruining your accessories. So do declutter your clothes so that you have space to let your clothes breathe because that's the important thing. You want your clothes to breathe. And if you store them in a good condition and keep them folded or hung in the right way, it keeps its shape, which is always important. If you're going to store clothes for a long period of time, think about how you store them and in what you store them in. So people love vacuum bags. Vacuum bags have become the coolest thing because you can squash so much into a vacuum bag, but there's no air in it, obviously, because you take the vacuum out. And, you know...
The vacuum is in, the air is out.
Yes, exactly. you vacuum air out. So, but then... it still can accumulate stuff, you know, that the air, it does start opening up, you know, they're never 100% amazing.
Like sealed, yeah.
So then moisture can come in, you know, and air and dust. So you have to review them every so often. And also using the vacuum bags, it's great for quilts and stuff, but for clothes, I'm always a bit wary because you suck the air out, you squash the clothes up, so then you're damaging the fabric. And if you leave it like that for a very long time, it will really damage the clothes. And people do put the winter clothes into these vacuum bags. So that's woolly things, you know, the very delicate, you know, fabrics and material. that you're putting into these vacuum bags. So if you're doing it for a short period of time or for a few months, you know, if your winters are quite regular, you know, like in the Northern Hemisphere now, they've still got winter. We've got extreme summer already. They've got still winter going on. Then, you know, they're only going to have a few months of summer, then winter will come back again. That's fine. That's like 3 or 4 months. But if it's going to be, you know, like for us, we keep winter clothes here and we haven't been able to go anywhere for winter because we haven't been able to get out of the country, then that's a year and a half, 2 years of winter clothes.
Yeah.
That's not good for your clothes. So do review and see how you're storing your clothes. If they're in vacuum bags, consider doing it in something else. So that leads me on to the next thing. Boxes. So, you know, don't get clear boxes. You know, if there is light, if there's light from the room or light, daylight, you want to store your stuff in a dry, dark place, but not like an attic, which is musty, or a basement, or a storeroom outside here, you know, where it's will get hot.
Yeah,
you know,
it's with humid the heat. And yeah, the moisture could seep in because of that too. Yeah.
So you have to always make sure it has to be a cool, dry, dark place where it's not, you know, full of moisture. Why are you?
Because I wanted to respond with like, it should be a cool, dark and dry place like my heart. Like, is that
right? I couldn't. We need to get you back on Tinder again.
No, that's not the point. I meant like the first time you said it, I was like, oh, that's funny. And the second time you said it, I was like, okay, I can't stop laughing.
You're such a juvenile sometimes.
No, I meant it as a good joke. I was not trying to make it was not any kind of poignant situation. I was just saying, it's funny. Like, move on, you know.
We'll move on, right? So yeah, make sure it's cool. So if you live in a hot country, one second. make sure it's a cool place. Especially if you live in a hot country, if you are storing your clothes in a certain room, you'll have to leave the aircon on.
Yeah.
You know, especially for coats, you know, with the material they're made of, you know, it's very easy for them to get mold on them then. And shoes and bags, you know, with leather, you have to be very careful with these things. So, you know, if you're going to store them in a certain room that's not used often, keep the aircon on to make sure that they're nice and cool and dry. Put humidifiers in to, you know, take out the humidity as well. And there's these containers you can get that suck out the moisturizer.
Yeah, the packets is not the right word here, but there are things that you can put in boxes and stuff that keep the air clean. Or dehumidifiers.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Because I've bought them. They're like, you can get them in Amazon. And you can get them in Daiso as well now.
Yeah.
And you can put them in wardrobe. So I always recommend them for people who live in by the sea or by water. So all the people who live on the Palm and in Abu Dhabi, because that's practically covered, you know, in central Abu Dhabi, it's covered in water. And they have, you know, the chance of them getting mold.
Like
the
damage is high.
It's really bad. I mean, the amount of times that we've had to send their stuff to the dry cleaners, their specialist dry cleaners here, who will remove mold, and we have to do it for a lot of places. And people don't realize that this can happen, and it's because of the humidity. You know, even in their bedroom, you know, which they, you know, they have a closet, but because it's, you know, they're letting the moisture go into the closet, this happens. So you have to think about that and get the right things or get like a humidifier to remove the moisture. So another thing as well is to not use airtight containers, because you have to let the air flow around your clothes to make sure that they last longer. And also you have to think about the air quality. You don't want the air quality in your storage area or in your boxes and in the clothes to be old, because then your clothes will become musty and get that smell. And people do find that a lot, you know, when you've, you know, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, when you go up to, you know, people have attics and they go and find things in the attic and it's got that old smell. And it's because of that, because the air hasn't been able to circulate. And that happens a lot if you keep things in attics. So don't, you know, do that. Another thing is my favorite topic, hangers, which, you know, everybody knows I love talking about. I love velvet hangers for various reasons. The main reason is that it doesn't damage clothes. It keeps the clothes on the hangers so it doesn't fall off, not like, you know, plastic hangers or wire hangers.
Yeah, the wire hangers are terrible for this, yeah.
The worst things in the world. The wire hangers damage clothes, you know, full stop. They don't keep clothes on. They're just awful. So as soon as the wire hangers come from your dry cleaners or your laundry, change the hangers to the correct ones. So for shirts, tops, dresses, trousers, if you want to fold them, and if you've got the you haven't got the space to hang them long, use velvet hangers, the normal standard ones. And then for coats, you can get coat velvet hangers, which are broader, which will hold, you know, the shoulder section of the blazers and the jackets properly and the coats. You have to use those hangers for that, because otherwise you damage the spine. Is it a spine, what they call it, where the shoulders? I'm holding the shoulders.
No, the shoulder pads, but yeah. The shoulder pads. But I know what you're talking about.
That whole thing. I think it's called a spine. It will damage if you don't use the right hanger. And also, the clothes will just collapse and the hangers will break. If you use the wrong velvet hanger for coats and they're so heavy, it'll break.
The weight of it would bring it down.
Yeah. But then you also have to think about, if you have lighter hangers like velvet hangers, you have then your rail won't break, because I've seen rails bend because of heavy hangers. So a lot of people buy wood hangers, which they think are great, but they take up so much room and they're so heavy. The amount of times I've seen rails kind of collapsing because of the heaviness of these hangers. So if you have velvet hangers, they're light and you can store more things. You know, with wooden hangers, if you have 20 pieces of clothes, you can only store about 7 using wood hangers. Whereas with velvet, you can have more room. So do choose the right hangers for your clothes and it will make sure that they don't get damaged. Another thing as well is garment covers. Yeah. So people get them, you know, especially for ball gowns or suits that you don't wear often, and they cover it up. Every so often, unzip it, let it breathe a bit, because a lot of them don't have... They're very airtight, so air doesn't circulate into them. So you make sure you do open up the garment bags and let those clothes breathe. Also get the right garment bags. So there's plastic ones you can get, which are terrible. Never, and even with the dry cleaners, when you get the stuff back from dry cleaners with that plastic, remove that plastic. That plastic is very bad for the clothes and it will damage it. And I've seen it. Or they start disintegrating, which causes a lot of mess in your wardrobe, which I've had to then clean up, which is a pain. So make sure you get like cotton, kind of fabric.
Yeah, you get these fabric ones. At least I know in like for Indian clothes and stuff, they often give you a fabric cover.
Which works. Yeah. So keep those ones, but all the plastic ones, get rid of them. And then the next thing to think about is, people use mothballs, which I can't stand the smell. But a great thing to use is cedar oil, or they have cedar oil boil. Cedar oil balls, not boils, balls. So you get the balls and you put them into the drawers or in places, and that'll give a nice smell to your wardrobe and also remove the moths. So if you have got a higher likelihood of getting moths in your space, then put them in there. I mean, I think this more happens with villas rather than like in apartments. I've not ever experienced that living in an apartment. And I think it depends on where you live as well. It depends on the climate isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So think about that. And I mean, I have these perfume tablets. They're like wax tablets I've bought from this Italian shop. So I got them I was recommended by a friend to buy them from this place in Florence when I went on holiday. And since then, I've bought them every year I stock up, and and they have a store in London, so I buy from there. Right. But you can get them delivered. I think they have a shop in Bahrain, which is really random as well. But something like that, and they smell beautiful. I love the smell, and it makes me so happy. You open your door and you can have this smell of, this coming in. So if you have something like that, that makes you happy when you open your wardrobe in the morning. And plus, it'll make your clothes smell nice as well. So look at things like that. You can get packets from the Japanese stores here. They have the wardrobe fresheners. They have them everywhere. Diptyque has them. Candle companies have them. And the one I've got is a wax tablet. So... have a look and see if you can find something like that. And I think some of them have got the components to remove, not remove, but deter insects from coming in, like right. some moths and stuff. Yeah. So have a look at that as well. And my final tip is about using acid-free tissue. And it's very difficult to get acid-free tissue here, so you have to ship them in from abroad. I think they might be starting to come here, but I haven't seen it that often. But cashmere and you know, wool jumpers, when you're not using them, should be put into acid-free tissue. So you know how they wrap them in the shops, you know, yep. with tissue. Do the same for your, you know, your wool items, and especially cashmere. To protect it and make sure that it's safe from bugs and moisture and everything. And, you know, especially for us when we don't use our woolly items so often. I mean, I've got cashmere pieces I've had for decades that I still wear, and it's because I look after it. You know, when it's the end of the season, I'll wrap it up properly and store them away. So if you do that, they can last for decades, you know, and if you don't change size, which I don't, not much, then it's great, you know. So you have these items, and they're classics. You know, if you buy certain cashmere items, you never have to buy more jumpers, theoretically. So that's my top tips for protecting your clothes. There might be other things, so it'd be great to hear from listeners what they do to protect their clothes as well.
Or if there are clothes that you want help with, you let us know, and then we'll talk about those next time.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And of course, if there's anything, any other area that you think, you know, you need a podcast for us to talk about and explain things, that would be great. You know, we're always up for good ideas to talk about them in the podcast.
Yeah, so you can do that by actually reaching out to us on social media, which is at Declutterme. So that's at @DECLUTTRME on all the socials, actually. And then, you can find the episode, of course, in your podcast player, so you can drop us a comment there, although ideally a review. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.